During the pandemic, Washington schools began providing free lunch to all students. But schools are not required to offer meals that accommodate students' religious beliefs, like kosher or halal meals. Radioactive Youth Media's Rama Abdulaziz looked into how not having halal lunch options at school affects Muslim students like her.
As a sophomore at Kent Meridian High School in Kent, who is also Muslim, I can tell you, school lunch is hard. Picture this. You're running to the cafeteria. It's crowded. You finally make it to the front of the line and take a peek at the menu. The main entree today is a barbecue chicken wrap. But for Muslim students who eat halal, you only have a few options, like the last piece of cheese pizza or the PB&J. So, not a lot of protein. Food that's halal is food that is permissible according to the rules of Islam. Pork is never halal, but meat like chicken and beef can be halal, depending on how the animal was raised, slaughtered, and prepared. Students who eat halal can eat vegetarian meals, but there's just not a lot of options at school. I talked to other Muslim students at Kent Meridian High School who eat halal to find out what they have for lunch.
For lunch, on the daily, I have Starbucks drink and a cookie. That's all.
I have cheese pizza every day because that's the only halal option.
I don't eat lunch every day.
Same. I don't eat lunch either.
I don't eat anything.
I don't eat anything.
My classmates' answers aren't surprising to me. I'm one of those students who ends up going to Starbucks for a refresher and a cookie. But it got me thinking, how does this affect students? There are so many of us. Kent Meridian is one of the most racially diverse schools in the state and has a huge Muslim population. I asked some other Muslim students at Kent Meridian about how not eating lunch affects them. Here's Sarar Al-Naimi and Hamza Ahmed.
So I think the limited halal options in our school can really like affect us as people and like our school performance, because like let's say you get hungry and all and you can't think straight in class, you might feel really like, you know, tired and stuff. That might just, you know, get you distracted, or like you might get anxiety, you know, just depending on the person.
Usually the days where the school provides halal options and I do eat lunch, I feel like I'm able to tackle a lot more work and I'm way more energetic rather than the days where I don't eat lunch. I just start to feel way more tired way earlier and I just feel like I'm less productive.
Personally, I get so much anxiety when I don't eat. I get so tired and I can't stay awake in class at all. Some students go off campus to nearby restaurants for lunch, but it's expensive, and there's no guarantee you'll find halal options. For me, I can choose between Starbucks, Subway, or a gas station. And if you don't have money, well, a lot of us know which teacher has a snack drawer with halal snacks that she spends her own money on. It is possible for schools to serve lunches that meet religious guidelines. Public schools in New York and Michigan have piloted lunch programs where they entire menu is halal. If it were up to me, Washington schools would offer meals that are inclusive and culturally diverse, because all students deserve to eat school lunch without compromising their beliefs. For Radioactive, this is Rama Abdulaziz.